Welcome to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. As part of our 2024 election coverage, Delaware Public Media is offering a series of candidate conversations. We reached out to all candidates filed to run in the races for U.S. House and U.S. Senate, as well as governor, lieutenant governor, and insurance commissioner, and invited them to sit down with us. Candidates in each race are being asked about the same set of topics to allow you to get to know them and compare them. The interviews here on The Green are edited for time. Full conversations are online at DelawarePublic.org. The race for insurance commissioner features two candidates seeking to unseat the incumbent, Democrat Trinidad Navarro. Today, we focus on Navarro and his Democratic primary opponent, Keoti Ebegidi. We were unable to schedule an interview with the Republican running, Ralph Taylor. Ebegidi is making his second attempt to become insurance commissioner. He lost to Trinidad Navarro in a 2020 Democratic primary by a 60-40% margin. So let me talk about some specific issues now. There have been substantial increases in insurance premiums, home, auto, and such recently nationwide. Obviously, the insurance commissioner doesn't set those rates. My question to you is, what role is there for the insurance commissioner to address those increases in cost? What can an insurance commissioner do to help with that?
Number one thing is that the insurance commissioner's office needs to get involved in the community building and then educating the insured. So what do I mean by the insured? The insured is you and I. They need to be able to go into neighborhood meetings, different associations meeting, and in fact, make their presence felt, whereby they can educate. Let me tell you, it's not about even the rate. They don't set the rate, but at the same time, they review the rate. When the insurance companies send out these rates, what insurance commissioner's office does is to ensure that they have professionals on the table and then make sure that while you have that, you also hear back from the consumers. So you can only do that through survey. So when you go to these community meetings, people will be able to tell you areas that you might not be paying attention to. And when you have all this in your own hand, you'll be able to say, you know what? You go back to the insurance company and say, I look at this XYZ rate. I understand, considering all factors. I know where you are coming from. But my job is to be able to leverage the information that I gathered from the consumers. So now, I understand the consumers might want very low cost. But where can we leverage? So the leverage part is, you speak to the insurance companies on the rates, and you said, you know what, I understand you're asking for XYZ, but what if, I don't think anytime you ask what if, we do it a certain way. I mean, it's a matter, whatever sense, reductions that comes in discount, it makes sense. It doesn't matter, it's not until maybe it is huge, but we need to be able to listen to the consumers, get their complaints, their concerns, and make ourselves present. So that would help me differentiate myself from the current insurance commissioner because my job is to educate.
I also want to ask you about technology and insurance and how big an issue technology is likely to be going forward, from things like data breaches to the use of artificial intelligence and the potential of bias that use of artificial intelligence could present.
Yeah, so I was in an investigation workshop last week. So, and we talked about the cloud focus. You know, these days, artificial intelligence is taking over the global world. The understanding of everyone of us when it comes to set expectation. Setting expectation is, you and I can talk about what is going on right now and then the data breaches. If you dump everything into whatever thing you tell artificial intelligence, right? You input those information for the artificial intelligence to process it, right? What kind of data do you present for the artificial intelligence to process? So we have to be very careful and mindful what kind of information we are giving into an operational system that we are giving out. Because you see, everyone, I can tell you right now, when you have this data, when you have looked at all these things, you found out that the moment you put people's demographics, right? You put the demographics in the data, a lot, they call it metadata. Other systems in place can literally regenerate that information and send it to wherever and however you want to use it. In fact, sometimes, if you're not being careful and you're not like technology savvy, you found out that you've given technology more information that they needed to know. So our job is to ensure that we, with discipline, commitment, and the sound background of data management, we are able to, and considering the privacy of our customers are most important. So not every information, you should have your database, but every database you need to know what goes into each of the database. So when you do that, that helps us, because right now there are a lot of data breaches out there, and we don't want to put the life of our consumers in jeopardy, because we have crook people out there, the scammers. So we need to train our employee very well, so because a mistake can cause the entire nation. So for me, more training is required for everyone handling the data of our consumers.
I want to ask you about climate change and insurance, because obviously Delaware is a low-lying state that is vulnerable to rising sea levels and other impacts of climate change. What should Delaware be thinking about when it comes to the potential impact of climate change on insurance here in the state?
So, and to be fair to us in Delaware, we haven't seen more. I mean, I understand the climate change is there everywhere. It's a global problem, all right? Good or bad, doesn't matter. But the point is, in the state of Delaware, compared to other states and other countries, that what we see, every now and then, you see all these disaster. It could be weather disaster. So when you look at all these, I mean, come on. When you go to those states and their insurance premium and the coverage, it's a little bit high, you know, because you know that the possibility of getting all these disasters, they are very high. Unlike Delaware, I can tell you right now, in Delaware, as much as we see all these climate changes on weather, on things that can easily destroy data, easily destroy homes, easily destroy vehicle, easily destroy everything that insurance company covers, right? Then the question is, how much can we prepare for those disasters? That is why we can make that provision. As much as we are covering all types of insurance, we also need to be ready to say 1%, a certain 1% will go into this. It's just a suggestion. It could be 1% on the premium they're paying goes into climate change effect. While you still, when things happen, certainly you'll be covered. But at the same time, make a provision on, because it could be anything, so that everybody knows that as much as we are buying all this insurance coverage on all aspects, we have a certain percentage for majorly for climate change. If you're defining it, it might be a problem. Don't define it, just say 1% for climate change. This 1% of climate change effect. So if you understand that you're buying all this insurance coverage, you know that 1% goes into a climate change.
This is a time, clearly there seems to be a stronger distrust of government, or perhaps more specifically politicians, and a call from many people for more transparency and accountability. What role do you feel this office, the Insurance Commissioner's Office, and you personally can play in giving Delawareans the transparency and accountability that many are seeking from their government?
Thank you for that question. I'll tell you right now, there hasn't been any transparency in most elected officials. People come, they tell us stories, they tell their constituent stories, you know, they tell the insured, they tell them story. But the truth of the matter is, when you call most of the elected officials, after you've helped them get them elected, they don't pick people's call. Sadly, they don't pick us. They won't answer your call. So you tell me how you want to help when you are not being transparent. Let's take, for instance, look at the issue of Navarro on all aspects. You know, the state of Delaware right now, the government, I think they have a lot of job to do when it comes to transparency. They are, I mean, look at many of their sectors right now dealing with issues. So take, for instance, unemployment, Department of Unemployment, see what is going on there. People are just taking money anyhow. And no one owe anyone accountable. That is distrust of public funds. That's number one. Number two, look at Navarro. Navarro was accused how many times now? And I believe there was a particular one that the government paid a huge amount, you know, in the settled out of court. But did anybody follow that? Did anybody even question it? Did anybody did anything about that? These are all individuals, customers, consumers, funds, taxpayers' money. I'm telling you, so all this needs to be accounted for. They need to be able to come out and come clean. And we haven't seen that in the past now 8 years. 8 years of Navarro has been a disaster. And I promise to be fair, to be transparent, and I promise to do my job, represent the people, represent the voters, and also leverage every opportunity with the insurance company. It's a matter of having the right people on the table, and I'm going to advocate for both the consumers and also work with the legislators to help the insurance company, because I'm going to listen. I will listen to everyone. That's my job.
I want to finish with this question. There was a bill introduced this year seeking a constitutional amendment to term limit a series of state offices, including insurance commissioner, creating a 2-term or 8-year limit for each office. Your opponent is now running for a 3rd term. Do you think there should be a term limit for this office? And would you commit to how many terms you would serve if you're elected?
Yeah, I think that's a very, very fair question. It's a fair question. And those questions should be answered in the right manner. There should be a term limit for all offices. If we really or truly want transparency, if we truly want accountability, there should be a term limit. On this insurance commissioner, 2-term, which is 8 years, is enough for anyone. Whatever thing you think you want to do, like, you know what, I have all this plan. Let me tell you, if you're running a business and in 8 years, you don't know where you are going in that business, I'll tell you, go back to your drawing board and look at your blueprint to see whether that particular business is for you, 8 years. So for Navarro and the rest of people who always think of 3rd term, that makes no sense, because what else do you want to do that you feel like you haven't achieved in 8 years? I'll commit to my 2-year term, do the best job I can do for the community, ensuring equity, accessibility, affordability, effective regulations and options. Those 5 things, I will achieve them from my 1st term. I will continue to work on them on my 2nd term. After 8 years, I think it's enough. So if there are other positions that I know I can run for, I will. If there is none, I will continue to do my job as a consultant, as a director of businesses, you know, as an healthcare, you know, administrator, as a finance guy, you know, as a tax expert, and as a financial consultant. I mean, I wear a lot of hats. I can do many things. I don't have to stay in politics. But for me, my primary assignment in politics is to go help people.
That's Democratic candidate for insurance commissioner Kayode Abegede. Our full conversation with him is available at DelawarePublic.org. Up next, our candidate conversation with the incumbent in the race for insurance commissioner, Democrat Trinidad Navarro. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.